This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. It has been some 2,000 years since the first coming of Jesus, and today in the United States of America, there are many who hold that event as irrelevant. We find the truth of Scripture being treated as little more than just another opinion among many, and one that can be easily dismissed. In fact, there are a good number of churches which have abandoned the authority of Scripture and so diminished the necessity of the cross that they have lost the hope of the gospel. But interestingly enough, to those who lived 2,000 years ago, at the time of Jesus' birth, it had been 2,000 years since certain promises were made by God to Abraham. Among those was the promise that in him all the nations of the earth would be blessed. When Mary was told that she would be the mother of Jesus, she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was then pregnant with John the Baptist. Mary greeted Elizabeth by saying, in part, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." Mary did not consider God's 2,000-year-old promise as being irrelevant or worthless, but rejoiced in the sure and unchangeable word from the great and only God of heaven. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetics Series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. And discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.